Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Sullivan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ray Quiñones. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Brown. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Felder. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ben Ogilvy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dale Sviam. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Tim Leary. And now, play ball. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leary fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields the ball and throws to Brown covering. Safe. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quiñones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a pop-up towards short. Quiñones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive towards short. Quiñones reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Moore steals second. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Felder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leary fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount moves to third. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviem takes first base on ball 4. Ogilvie moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sullivan for a passed ball. Ogilvie moves to third. Sviem moves to second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ogilvy scores. Sveum scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Deer. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Deer steals second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles takes first base on ball 4. Deer moves to third. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Deer scores. Riles moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-0, Brewers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. Moore reaches third base with a triple. Riles scores. It's 5-0, Brewers. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Leary covering, for the out. One out. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Red Sox 0. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Boggs, and into shallow left field. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yount moves to third. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Brewers. Dale Sveum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sveum is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sveum hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sveum juggles the ball. That's an error on Sveum. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Deere hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Riles takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Gantner hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Riles moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Lawlor now pitching. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Felder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice moves to third. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Leary scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Lyons. Yount moves to third. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. It's 7-0, Brewers. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sviam hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ogilvie moves to second. Steve Crawford now pitching. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Deere hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Riles hits a fly ball into left field. Rye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Ray Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quiñones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Quiñones is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Barrett moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Felder. Evans reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. Baylor moves to third. It's 7-1, Brewers. Mark Clear now pitching. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Gedman pinch hits for Mark Sullivan. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Evans scores. It's 7-3, Brewers. Mike Stenhouse pinch hits for Ray Quiñones. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse takes first base on ball 4. Gedman moves to second. Ed Romero pinch runs for Mike Stenhouse. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Gedman moves to third. Romero moves to second. Dan Plesac now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 4 in the game. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.